Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence from KCRW, and I am here with New York Times bestselling author Brad Meltzer, who has also written a number of critically acclaimed comics as well. We'll be talking about music that has inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. Brad, nice of you to come down.
Thanks for having me.
What did you bring for us today?
I brought five songs, and every one of the songs I can only think of it as a touch point. You know, I think music gives us our soundtrack to our life, and that's the easy, cheesy thing that they make you always say when they talk about music, but it does. And you can hear a song, and that song will take you right back to a moment that just, you know, can only be captured by that music that was playing in the background. So I brought five songs that I think will show you how pathetic I truly am as a person, but at least you'll see a little bit of my musical taste.
Well, we're starting off with Blues Traveler. Runaround is the song.
When I was in college, this one kid knew this band, Blues Traveler. And Blues Traveler was coming through Michigan. I went to the University of Michigan, and their gig had canceled. And they put out the word back then that whoever came up with $5,000, Blues Traveler would come play. So we took all of our money, everything we could find. We found another 100 guys with us, and we had Blues Traveler come and play in our kitchen.
Wow.
We had to lock the windows. People were crawling into the windows of the house because word got out on campus that Blues Traveler was playing in the kitchen. And we had people standing guard outside, and Popper was there. We played foosball with him. I have pictures of him. And the best part was we gave him a T-shirt when it was over. During the summer, they played in New York City, and he was wearing the T-shirt that we had given him, the drummer was. And at the end of the summer, they were on the David Letterman show. And when they were on Letterman, they became what everyone knows as Blues Traveler, and we forever got to say they played in our kitchen.
Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the best $5,000 Brad Meltzer ever spent, it's Blues Traveler with Runaround. What's the next song you got on the list here?
The next song is the Rolling Stones' You Can't Always Get What You Want. And here's the thing about this song. This song haunts me. And it's haunted me at different parts of my life. I remember my freshman year of college. Things weren't working out with the girlfriend. And I remember not getting into the club I wanted to get into. And I remember sitting in my room. And it was just when The Greatest Hits came out. And they first kind of had that version with the choir in the background. And I played this song over and over in some like emo, horrible, pathetic way. And then years later, when I put my first novel out, I was sending out and waiting for all the rejections. And the rejections slowly started coming in and coming in. And I would listen to this song, and this was the anthem for me. The best part was, as I got on my first novel, 24 rejection letters. Now, to be clear, there were only 20 publishers at the time. I got 24 rejection letters, which means some people are writing you twice to make sure you get the point. But this was the song. It moved me. And to this day, when I hear it, it's one of the few songs that gets me emotional, even now. And I will always associate it with those times when I was just kind of floundering around and not making it as a writer at all, but still kind of believing that I was going to get what I needed. That was the Rolling Stones with You Can't Always Get What You Want, a song selected by our guest Brad Meltzer. Your next selection here sort of plays into, I guess, I'm going to guess having something to do with your affection for comic books and superheroes. It is the theme song from The Greatest American Hero as performed by Joey Scarborough. Believe it or not, yeah, when I wrote my novel, The Book of Lies, if you look in the back of the book, it'll say that there's a soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And does a novel need a soundtrack? No, it does not. Is it cool to have a soundtrack? Yes,
totally.
It is cool to me. And I went and called on my entire collection to pull the greatest song to go with this novel. And the first pick I made was the theme to The Greatest American Hero. And Sony said to me, well, you know, listen, you can't have that song. I said, why? And I said, well, Warner Brothers owns that song and we're Sony and we basically hate them, so you can't have it. And I remembered at that moment that Stephen J. Cannell, who created The Greatest American Hero and The A-Team and my childhood, was also a novelist. And I knew someone who knew him, so I called him up and I had him on the phone and I said, listen, Sony said I can't have it because Warner Brothers owns the rights to the song. And he says to me, no. Warner Brothers doesn't own the rights to this song. And I said, who does? And he said to me, I do.
Yes.
And I said to him, can I have it? And he said, you can. And that's how we got the Greatest American Hero theme. And that is cool to
me.
That
is awesome.
So I know it's not just the 80s nostalgia. I love this song. It is me when I am 13 years old and I'm dreaming and dreaming and dreaming to, you know, break out of wherever I am in Brooklyn, New York, and wishing that I can get onto something somewhere. And this is the song that, to this day, I'm not joking, still brings a little tear to my eye and breaks my heart a little bit when I hear it because I love it so much.
Talking about great music, the next song you've selected is Vanilla Ice with Ice Ice Baby.
I'm going on the record. I love this song. I loved it then. I love it now. Here's the thing. The best part of Ice Ice Baby is that when Vanilla Ice lied about where he was from, he lied and said he was from our hometown in Florida. I remember we were in our freshman year of college and sophomore year when it really got big. And I remember that my buddy went to Texas. And I went to Michigan, and he came back right after we were. I'm like, you gotta hear this song. He's like, I know that song. He's like, I know a lot of people here who say he's from Texas. I'm like, no way, man. He's from our hometown. He's making it cool. He's kicking it old school with us in Miami Beach. And he sang, Vanilla Ice sang about our hometown. And that was the coolest thing until he was revealed that he was from Texas. And my buddy knew it first, but I loved him for it. And I'm also proud to say that this song took me to the Vanilla Ice concert live. That is how much my passion for it goes, where I saw him perform with Hammer and In Vogue.
This is truly a confessional.
Yeah. It was a confession. I have to be honest. You know, I could lie to you and say, oh, I didn't love it that much, but I loved it so much, I paid for tickets. And I'm going to tell you right now, that white boy can dance. Rolling in my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi. Did you stop? No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Beachfront Avenue.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky, it's uptight. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky.
Moving from one old school, or I don't know, maybe mid-school rap song, to a true classic old school song from Run DMC, you selected the track It's Tricky.
Yeah, It's Tricky was when we first got our cars when we were 16 years old. We played this album nonstop, and It's Tricky was the song that we knew was the one we always hit rewind, go back, play again. And just to tell you where It's Tricky plays in, one night we were driving the Apri, and we were going down A1A just like Vanilla Ice was in the day, and a car pulls out and cuts me off. And I immediately veer to the left because I don't want to hit this car, and I cut someone else off accidentally, but I wave my hand up and give him the wave to say, you know what, I'm sorry about that. I had to get out of the way.
Sure.
And the guy who was in a black Mustang behind me comes up, and I have five guys in my car. It's me and four friends. And he pulls up, races next to us, pulls in front of us. He has black tinted windows. We can't see in the car this Mustang.
Right.
His tinted window rolls down, and out comes a gun facing right at us.
Wow.
And now I'm staring down the barrel of this gun. I hit the brakes. He winds up going forward, and this guy takes off. It winds up my friend in the backseat says, I know who that is. He's on steroids. He's on a roid rage all the time. He's going to kill you. And now I'm like, I'm going to die. And it's Tricky's playing, and we're all excited. And everyone remained calm, and it was fine. But for that moment, I stared down the barrel of a gun for my first time.
Is it any wonder that Brad Meltzer writes thrillers? Brad, thank you for coming down and sharing some of these songs with us. It's a really great selection.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.